Continuing now with our reading of Keith Lowe's Savage Continent, Europe in the Aftermath of World War II. And we are continuing with chapter 17, The Return, Holland. Of the 110,000 Dutch Jews who were deported to concentration camps during the war, only about 5,000 returned. They were amongst the 71,564 displaced Dutch people who returned to Holland in 1945, most of them en route to Amsterdam. On arrival in the city's central station, they were interviewed, registered, and given ration cards and clothing coupons. Sometimes they were given advice on where to stay or where to find help. But sometimes the desks of the various aid agencies were unattended. The official welcome was efficient, but cold. No flags, no flowers, no brass bands, just a series of desks and questions, followed by a swift dispatch outside into the streets of the city center, and my interjection. During the July 13th, 2014 show, we talked about this conquest of the heart, this subjection of the self, involving a transfer of ownership and an abdication of responsibility from ourselves to the state, in one of its several guises, at one of its layered levels. What returnees were forced to see, if only unconsciously, but never allowed to discuss, is something that we, these 70 years later, are also encouraged to not think about, that the totalitarian horror called conquest of the self, submission to rule, obedience to the state, is the problem, not just its Nazi version. Although extreme Nazi virulence brought the poison to the surface and compelled its examination, exposed obedience as the poison, over time, that examination has been suppressed. We owe Alice Miller quite a debt for her incontrovertible analysis. The point made in the April 21st, 2013 audio blog on Alice Miller, which says that Alice Miller's message boils down to the root ideology of class, that we are nothing and the state is all. And this key ideology hides, we said, even behind these notions of self-transformation and ultimately perfection. And Alice Miller saw that even when we tell ourselves that we're bettering the world, we haven't addressed our disconnection from the earth. We're thinking thoughts given us when they aren't based in the earth beneath us. They aren't true, and I'm using that word in the sense of carpentry. They're not true. They don't stand straight. They're crooked. When we're divorced from the all, the earth, all life, we are by definition servants of the state. And we've advanced that understanding since then to say we are manifestations of the state. While that state exists, we can't serve each other and the earth. We can't serve two masters because we are earth. So I should just say we can't serve the state and the earth. We have to choose.